Hello and welcome back to Wise Women Chat Podcast. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, Wise Women Chat Podcast is a podcast that provides hope, encouragement, godly advice, all while inspiring and empowering. This podcast is designed for women to just be free, to speak about any topic, have candid conversations, and just be transparent about their journey in life. I am Trisha Duckworth. Listen, did you know that there is no right or wrong way to grieve? Grief is a natural response to loss. It's the emotional suffering you feel when something or someone you love is no longer in your life. Understanding stages and types of grief can assist you to find healthier ways to cope. Today, I have a guest, and she's from Alabama. She's going to introduce herself because she would do it better. But I want you all to know that she's going to share her story. She went through a grieving process, and through that process, losing a child, her son, she created a program to help others through their grieving process. And that program is called Release. So, today's topic, the purpose to release. Natalie, welcome to the platform.
Thank you so much, Trisha. I'm so happy to be on the platform. I'm just so happy to come on.
Here I am. You have a story to share. You have so much to talk to us about this beautiful program that you have created to help those all over. I told the listening audience just a few seconds ago that you're from Alabama, but I know from all 50 of our states, everyone and even beyond could benefit from this program, because we all at some point will have some type of grief in our life. And that can be not just death loss, but the loss of a job, the loss of a pet, the loss of or your marriage is no longer, intact. So it's a lot of different ways that individual can grieve. So once again, thank you for coming on this platform. And we want
to
jump right in to chat about you. Let's talk about you first. Who is Natalie?
Natalie is a mother of three. Brendan was one of my... I have a 29-year-old. He's married with three kids. I have a 24-year-old who just made it to a year of marriage. And I am a 52-year-old hairstylist of 30 years now.
Hey, congratulations.
Yes, a mother of many. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, we do know that Brendan is no longer here on earth. And I want you to talk about it, chat about his life and his death. And then from there, tell us how Release was created.
Well, Brendan was diagnosed with lupus at the age of 13, going on 14. And from there, it just did a number of things to his body. We went through a number of different things, treatments, back and forth to Birmingham, back and forth to Pennsylvania, back and forth to Atlanta, to Emory. He ended up on dialysis at 17 years old, which we were trying to keep him off of. I need to start on a book. He was working on a book. He was even working on a clothing line called MSB for MCB. And he used to always tell me, "Mama, it's just a minor setback for a major comeback." And I just tried to instill in him that there was purpose. I know there were nights where he would cry himself to sleep, and he was very upset at one point because he was just like, he said he would tell the Lord, and I know he would tell me, "Mama, why did this have to happen to me? When you have all these bad kids out here who they don't love God," he said, "his parents," he said, "they don't like school." He said, "I'm not like that." I love school and I love you. You know, I love my family. He said, so why would God do this to me? And all I could tell him, guys, was that you have purpose. And we knew that he had a calling on his life from when he was smaller, and he was always preaching and trying to lay hands on people, you know. And so from there, he ended up with discoid lupus. They diagnosed him at 13, 14 years old with discoid. So the doctor we were going to was always asking him, was he feeling okay? And he's telling her, I'm fine. And one day she told him, you do know this could kill you, right? So I told her, I said, first off, you don't tell a 14-year-old that, because I'm grown and most grown people can't take stuff like that, you know? Right. So we ended up finding another doctor and, you know, second opinions. And he still, you know, he did have lupus, discoid, which is the skin, which mm-hmm. affected him to the point to where he was hiding his arms, wearing hoodies in the summer. And he started a little trend here because it would be so hot, but because his friends loved him so much, all of them started wearing hoodies in the summer with shorts on. Oh. And so he was just so loved by grown people, young people, elderly people. He just mm-hmm. had that personality. And so when he hit 17, well, the next time we went for another checkup, he had systemic, which is the internal lupus, and it attacked his organs. It attacked his kidney with high blood pressure. He ended up on 26 pills a day. Wow. And he went through a number of things. And so he had been on dialysis, supposed to have been 3 days, turned into 6 years. And so he ended up on peritoneal dialysis for a couple of months because the elderly people in the center that he was in, they were like, he's just too vibrant to be in here like this, you know, try him mm-hmm. on that. Mm-hmm. So we talked about it, got put on it. His little body wasn't agreeing with it. Mm-hmm. So long story short, he ended up passing from an aneurysm. Mm-hmm. And so I went through a grief share program of 13 weeks that I really didn't think I needed to go to. My aunt asked anyway. And after that program was over, it ended. And I just felt like there was something that I needed to do. And I asked God, and he told me to do it myself. And I said, well, God, I need a name. He said, release. And I'm looking, you know, I was like, well, why release? He said, look it up. And when I looked it up, it said allow or enable to come from a place of confinement, to be set free. And to escape. And then he said, my people are stifled. And I was talking to my sister about it. And my sister said, Deanie, that's my nickname. That means confined as well. Mm-hmm. And the Holy Spirit said, my people are not only stuck in the loss of loved ones. And like you said earlier, cars, repossession mm-hmm. of cars, foreclosures of homes, friendships, divorce, mm-hmm. the loss mm-hmm. of pets. And I've been through all of that. So I was just like, okay, God. And so that's how release came about.
Wonderful, wonderful. Because it sounds like an awesome program, you know, to help those who are grieving to heal or to find the coping mechanism skills they need to have to learn how to make that step forward to healing. And listening audience, you need to be intentional about it too. I mean, I had to go through that process. We all have to at some point or another go through some type of grief. I mean, we're humans, you know, we're going to experience those emotions in our lives. And I remember sharing with Natalie that I have my daughter-in-law was murdered last year. Daughter in love, I called her. My son mm-hmm. was married to her. They were not together when she got murdered, but she was murdered. She left three kids behind, and one of those three mm-hmm. kids was my grandson. And so I remember going through that grieving process to the degree where every Saturday morning between the hours of 7:30 and 8 o'clock a.m. is which we were told that, you know, around the time that she was being murdered, I shut down. I shut down. And it happened for like 3 to 4 months. And she's only been gone now. It's not quite a year yet. Won't be a year to the end of May. But the first 3 or 4 months, I was shut down. And, you know, I didn't show that often to no one. I don't know if anybody even knew, because I was so strong for everybody else.
Right.
But I needed to grieve myself. You know, I needed to grieve myself. And I did. And I myself went through a program, and still there is it's called MAMO. It's Mothers Against Murdered Offsprings. And even though she was my daughter in love, I mean, she was still my daughter in love, like I said. Right.
Yes.
And she's, you know, so it's a process. And I want you listening audience to understand that we all have a story to tell. We all have a short story to share. And that story could help someone else with whatever they're going through. And even though, you know, Natalie would have never thought in a million years that she would lose a child into such sickness.
God
had you covered. He had you covered, and he knew that release will come out of that. And release is for others, for other people going through. So I congratulate you for that, to making that step forward that you had to make to be here, you know, to help somebody else through what you had to go through.
Right, because I, like you said, I didn't think that I was excluded from death, but I didn't think that it would knock on my door. And I remember one Sunday I was doing a program on the release, and it was the Holy Spirit just dropped this on me, and it was like, if he had to get what he needed to get out of me to help his people, then I said, to God be the glory. And I told my audience, could I have said that to you guys 2 years ago? No. Could I have said it a year ago? No. But I can say it now, to God be the glory, because, you know, it's all about helping people come from a place of confinement. It just reminded me of Jesus. Because Brendan knew so many. We found, you know, when he was alive, we would go to different churches and he was going to be a minister. He was going to preach the word. He kept saying, Mama, I'm not going to be in a church. It's out here. It's out here. And I found that out, Tricia, when he passed. So it was people that I never knew that he knew. It was blacks, whites. It was so many people, Indians, that they were so torn, and it was older people that knew him. And up until now, people still tell me that young man talk with me. And I'm like, what? You know? So, and
he touched so many lives.
He touched so many lives. Mm-hmm. And 2018, the whole 2018, we kept saying, MSB for MCB, no more lupus. God first, boss, Mr. CEO. I'm healed. And I told God when he did pass, I said, God, he passed from an aneurysm. And we had to slowly, and my husband and I found him in the hospital, not responding. And so we had to wait a whole week to see, because they did surgery, but the blood was mixed in with his brain. So they had to stop the surgery.
Wow.
because they said they didn't want to mess the left side of his because it was fine. So they left the right back side of his skull open to allow the blood to flow out, but it started producing fluid. Then they had to put another tube in the left front of his head trying to drain it, but the tube kept getting clogged up. So then they put a clot buster in there, and that risked a chance of bleeding more on the brain, but it just kept getting clotted, and they blew the line open and it got clotted. So I told the Lord, I said, how are you going to heal him? Because you can't allow him to come back like this, because they said if he came back, he may be paralyzed on the left side. And I told him, I said, Brendan, if you're going to come back, please come back for mommy. And then I thought about it. I said, I don't want to be selfish, because I wouldn't want you to come back, and you wouldn't want to come back like this. So I said to the Lord, I said, so how are you going to heal him? Because if you heal him, you're going to have to heal him totally to come back to us on this side. You can't allow him to come back with lupus still on. They say he may be blind or he may be paralyzed. He's too vibrant for that. So I told the Lord sitting there, I said, okay, God, this is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. And I told the Lord, I said, let your will be done. And a few took us in the consultation room and told us that he had no more brain activity. So I went through the program. And I ended up with release. And even still with release, I do want to say this, because you don't get over it. You just get through it. And I had a little elderly lady that works in the salon with me. When she comes to get her hair done. And she was 95 at the time. And my coworker does her hair. And when I got there, she says, Natalie, come here. So I went over to her and she said, I'm so sorry about your son. She said, I had a mama to die and I had a daddy to die. I also had a husband to pass and a child. She said, but Natalie, there's nothing like the death of a child. She said, I still cry and I'm 95 years old. She said, you don't get over it, get through it. And then I had another one, 80 something, 3 kids to die. And she told me the exact same thing.
My Lord.
You just get through it. She said, but you never get over it, Natalie. So I thank God from, you know, those elderly women to help me, you know, go on. So with the release, I want to help people just to release and know that it's okay not to be okay.
Right.
But just don't stay in that place of, because it'll take
share with the listening audience your trajectory for release. Where do you see release in 5 years? We know there's a great need for it based on, you know, what you have shared thus far, you know, that the assist those to help with a healthy coping mechanism. Where do you see it 5 years from now?
5 years from now, I see, if it's the Lord's will and we make it 5 years, but 5 years from now, I see a group, women, with the expense, it may not be a lot, but 5 years, I'm hoping, you know, I'm praying, like I said, if we see it, that I'm able to help with funding as far as gas and funeral expenses, releasing and just taking the burden off of them, because I know how I felt. But God just blessed me with beautiful people and a beautiful friend to help me to do a GoFundMe for me, because the insurance, I didn't get it then, because I just, you know, when I first found out that he had lupus, I didn't get the insurance then, because I, you know, I just didn't think that he would die. And I just thought it was crazy that the insurance wouldn't kick in for another 2 years. So I didn't get the insurance. And then when I got the insurance, it wasn't enough paid in to cover the expenses. So I know how that feels to, you know, just kind of wonder, well, what am I going to do now? So that's something that I, you know, I don't want anybody to have to go through that. So if I can help somehow, at least put enough in there to where they don't have to really worry, then that's what I want to do. That I want it to be just that big, to where I can just really help take the burden off of a mother and a father. Or brother, sister, you know?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I would like for you to encourage somebody. Give somebody some encouraging words, somebody who may have to, may have a child that's sick and may have just had to bury a child. But somebody who's going through some kind of loss, even if it wasn't a child, but the loss of someone they love and they're grieving right now. Just provide hope to them. This podcast is just about that. Just about providing hope and encouragement, because once again, we all go through in life. It's not always what we grow through. Sometimes it's how we grow through it. So encourage someone to grow through their pain, or encourage someone to grieve in such a healthy way, because it can be done.
It can be done. The thing is, you have to grieve. I will say this, I thought that because I was so strong trying to keep Brendan strong, and everybody kept telling me it's okay for you to cry. Stop trying to be so strong. It's so, but I was so set on just trying to keep him strong. And during the home going, I was strong because I knew that if I broke, my whole family was gonna break. So I was strong then. And I will say grief. That I will say, because it may not hit you during the process of your son or daughter being sick, but it'll get you somewhere else emotionally. You know, something's going on your job and you kind of lose it on your job because you really haven't grieved. So grieve. I want to say that. Grieve. But just don't stay there. I also want to say that trust in the Lord.
That's it.
People love you.
Yes.
Let people love you, because there are people that want to love you, but when you push them away, because some people will push people away, let them love you, because there's a lot of people out there that will love you back to health. God will place people in your path and let him do that. Let those people come in and love you. I will say, I want to say this too. There is no certain way you grieve. And there is no time for you to stop grieving. Don't let nobody tell you, hey, you need to get over that. No, because they don't know the pain. They don't know it until they've walked in your shoes. Nobody can tell anybody, hey, you need to stop grieving. No, that's a no-no.
Yes.
But trust God. Hold on to his word.
Yes.
His word. Hold on. Get scriptures that will help you. My favorite scripture now is, he gives power to the faint. And to those who have no might, he increases strength.
Yes.
And that's Isaiah 40:29. That's a scripture that I have held on to. He gives power to the faint.
Yes.
And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Cry out. Cry when you have to. Cry if you must.
Yes.
And because it's a cleansing. And I had to find that out because I was like, I don't want to cry. But I had to.
Yes.
I had to. So hold on to God and know that you will get through it, but allow him to give you that strength. I know at night, sometime I used to get on my knees, worship music, and I would just cry and I would say, God, you got to help me. I need your help. You have to help me. Because if you don't help me, I'm not going to make it. And another thing was my sons. I looked at my sons and I just knew they needed me.
Yes.
And it's only by the grace of God that I'm just standing and I'm doing this program, because never did I think 3 years, it's four now, 4 years. September will be 4 years that 23 years old, I really thought that I was going to be in the crazy house. I really did. But God. Because he is our strength, but God.
But Natty, listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on and even speaking about the life and death of Brendan. And listening audience, I also want you all to know she's so courageous and she is a woman of strength. Today is Brendan's birthday. Mark, we are doing this segment on March 6th. And today is March 6th, is the day he was born. So once again, Natalie, thank you so much.
Listening audience,
we all have something to share, something to encourage others. I would think we would be selfish if we didn't. I mean, seriously,
yes.
We go through things in life and, you know, it is certain things that we face that we are supposed to share to help someone else through their misery, through their pain, through their traumatic experience or whatever the case is. And this is what this podcast is all about. We are here to, like I stated before, to empower, to encourage, to even provide godly advice at times if we need to. Take heed to what this podcast is all about. Share it. Tell someone else about it, because we are all in it together. We're going to all go through some type of grief, you know? And Natalie, I also want you to provide your email address. And if there's someone in the Alabama area or someone even anywhere that wants to reach out to Natalie, if they know someone in her area that can benefit actually from her program called Again Release, and this podcast the topic title, you know, today is the purpose to release. So there's a purpose that you're listening to this podcast. There's a reason you're here. There's a reason that you're attentive to what is being said today. So provide your email address, if you will, please.
It's Coats. That's with a COAT as in Tom, ES as in Sam, Natalie, Natalie, 1718@gmail.com.
Great. So you all got her email address, and I will put it in the description as well when I publish this podcast for you all to go back and reflect on. And if you want to sow a seed, or if you want to reach out to Natalie, yes, or something, to just kind of, you know, you see the vision, you hear her passion, yes, about helping and assisting those who are grieving in every shape or form. You also heard her say she wanted to provide gas cards when, you know, families are going back and forth to the hospital and things of that nature, when their loved one is sick, a child is sick, or, you know, help with a funeral expenses and things of that nature. She has a vision. She has a plan for release. God has a plan for release. Amen. And she has been put in place, God, to operate that plan or execute that plan. So I just pray that everything goes well. And once again, if you need to reach out to her, do so. If you want to sow a seed, if you need someone to hear this podcast, you know, share the podcast. Share.
Yes, please.
It doesn't take much to share, right?
Somebody
needs to hear it. Exactly. Yes. Somebody needs to hear. But I always say this, listening audience, I mean, because this is dear to me too, because just like we both stated here, loss doesn't always mean death, but we all going to experience it at some point in our life. But, you know, loss can be a loss of, like, Natalie stated before, losing a home to foreclosure, losing your car to repossession, a loss, period. But and sometimes we hide behind that pain and we don't heal properly or healthy.
That's right.
And I've always stated, if you don't heal from what hurt you, you will bleed on those who didn't cut you.
Ooh.
Oh yeah. Ooh. Let me say it again. If you don't heal from what or who hurt you, you will bleed on those who didn't even cut you.
Oh, so my God.
Heal. Yes, heal. Okay. And listen, and with us, it's only one day at a time. Just take it one day at a time. That's all you need to do. You don't need to jump into tomorrow or jump into next week or jump 2, 3, 4 months down the line, because we don't know. But the purpose to release, it's starting with you. You're the
That's
purpose.
Right.
There is a plan for you, Father, to release.
Yes.
To release. So here we always like to leave with a scripture. The scripture always tends to be anything about what the topic is about. And it's really similar to what you said in Isaiah. And the scripture is in Psalm. It's in Psalm 73:26. It said, "My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my fortune."
Yes.
Again, that is Psalm 73:26. Listen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
I want you all to check out the Wise Women Chat. The Wise Women Chat. I'm losing my thought here, but I wrote this book, guys, Morning Glory and Purple Pearls. So the website to Wise Women Chat, so you can check out those books, okay? Mm-hmm. Those books are to encourage you going through some of the tough times in life, okay?
Yes.
Morning Glory is a 365-day devotional, and Purple Pearls is just a small book to just encourage you when you're going through some tough, difficult times in life. So check out the website, www.wisewomenchat.com. We're going to end the segment. Once again, I want to thank you, Natalie. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. Can I leave my Cash App for them if they wanted to donate something?
Absolutely.
Yes. If you all, it's $ Natalie, capital NATALIE. 1718, and it will come up as Natalie Thompson with a P, Alabama.
Hey, you all heard it. If you want to sow into this ministry, this program called Release, helping those who are grieving, going through the whole process of the grieving process, that's whether she's trying to help with funeral expenses or gas cars or anything in that nature, be a blessing. Be a blessing to the cause.
Amen.
Be a blessing to the cause. And I pray that God bless you in such a way for such a time as this. It don't take much, y'all. It's quite a few of you all who's listening in. If you all just sent $10 or $15 a piece, if it's that small, it can be as small as you have, but it can be as large as you want it to be. But it will go for a great cause. So be forever blessed. Thank you again for tuning in.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're so much welcome. You are so welcome. Thank you again for being on this platform.
Amen.
Until next time, we will chat. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.